Now, on the subject of the convention, most observers agreed last week that it brought a newly energized Democratic Party, one focused on a common goal. With the Democratic Party now in the spotlight, many people are wondering, yes, this just in, I'm sorry, terror warning. All right, well, I guess we'll have to stop. We'll have to stop talking about the Democrats. Yesterday, Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge made that critical leap from be afraid to be very afraid, raising the terrorist threat level to orange for financial sectors in New York, Washington, D.C., and northern New Jersey. Why such a targeted warning?
Now, this afternoon, we do have new and unusually specific information about where Al-Qaeda would like to attack.
Is it Canada? Maybe Venezuela? Now, Ridge has made these kinds of statements before, but what makes this terror alert different?
Now, this is the first time we have chosen to use the Homeland Security Advisory System in such a targeted way. Compared to previous threat reporting, these intelligence reports have provided a level of detail that is very specific.
He added, no, guys, seriously, look, guys, look, no, guys, for real this time, look at me, look, I know I've come out here before, but this one, so unlike previous scares that seemed vague and suspiciously timed to undercut an opposition, this one seems relatively specific. Maybe the war on terror is finally becoming depoliticized.
We must understand that the kind of information available to us today is the result of the president's leadership in the war against terror.
But may I remind you that if one of these buildings does blow up, that is the result of John Kerry questioning the president's leadership. Incidentally, Ridge's announcement comes amid reports that he will step down after the election. Ridge himself has refused to comment on the story, though colleagues say he has often expressed a desire to spend more time at home, scaring his family.